Okay, sagt die Gemara. Yud Zayin Amar Aleph, Tful Yoyim. The Mishnah brought down that at Tful Yoyim, Pasal Zavoyda. So a Tful Yoyim is one that already went to the mikveh. There were two Psulei Tumah, I'm not calling them Tmeim, because that's really what we're going to discuss today, if they're Tomei or not. But there are two what we call Psulei Tumah, by Kodshim, that are not regular Tumah. One of them is a Tful Yoyim, and one of them is a Mechusa Kippur. We'll see as we go through the Sugi, each one of these is a watered-down Psul Tumah, and each one has a Maila and a Chesoron. A Tful Yoyim, the Maila that the Tful Yoyim has, is he just has to wait for the Shemesh. So, as far as his body, nothing additionally has to happen to his body. Mitzad him, it's finished. It's a shim shim emele kasi. So that's called a weakness in the tumah. A mechusa kippurim is also watered down tumah, right? But does require further action. Does require further action. So therefore, in a sense, that makes the psul a stronger psul, right? Doesn't have the maila that we have in Shas, memeila kasi. Memeila kasi, by the way, is always, it's a universal maila. It's used all over Shas. Memeila kasi is a maila in Gan Shas. It's not dafki by tume. All over. That means if a person, let's say, is going to memeila become a bar chiyuva, it's called a maila. There's sugis and kachrim that discuss what a cotton could or cannot do. We had that in Tmura. And the Gemara said that a cotton has a maila, because he's memela going to become kosher. So therefore, it whatever chsorin the cotton has is weaker, because that chsorin is memela going to go away. So therefore, that maila of a tful yoyim and mechusa kippurim does not have. Right? On the other hand, the maila that mechusa kippurim has that the tful yoyim does not have is that the tful yoyim, what he is missing, right, what he is missing, directly connects to his tahara. Okay? So in other words, the tefillah requires Erev Shemesh. So even though the Erev Shemesh happens by itself, and therefore it's weak, it's the tumah is very weak, because time will just get rid of the problem. Afal Pikein Lamaisa, right now, his mikveh still requires something else to kick in. In the Tahara department. Okay? Mechusa Kippurim, what he's missing really has nothing to do with Tahara. He's missing a Kapora. Happens to be, because he's missing a Kapora, we maintain certain halachas. So therefore, that's a weakness in Mechusa Kippurim. That's really what the Gemara is going to go back and forth on. These two in Yonim. Now, we'll see how accurate this distinction is, because Tful Yoyim actually, in certain ways, is just part of the rest of the Tmeim. Watered down Tume. If you look in Rambam, that's why I put into Mar Mekoymes. I mean, actually, I have to give Naftali credit, whoever Naftali is. But if you look in Mitzvah involved. Right, so there the Rambam counts the Inyan of Mechusa Kippurim. Separate mitzvah and a separate hafkoah mitzvah involved. Now, that's on the Sefer Mitzvahs department. Now, if you go to the Sefer Achinuch, right, mitzvah Reish Samachay, right, that's there. He says he from him is mashma the sefer achinuch that luchayr it's a din of it's a separate halacha that he can't be mishamish. But if you look at the pasuk, he says. He's a and if you go at the end by the Mishol Shem Mitzvah, well, Ruach Hatum Leyavol of Nagamli Meolav Ad Herev Shemesh. The Ruach Hatum doesn't go away from him until the Herev Shemesh. Okay. Now, basically in Reish Samachay, the Sefer Achinuch counts the this as one of the Tmei Tful Yoyim. When he comes to Pirish Tful Yoyim, so that's right. Okay, that's the same thing. Now, when you get to Mechusa Kippurim, there is a separate. It's not part of that mitzvah. That mitzvah we don't have here, actually. Okay, that means we don't have it. Now, if you look at the Rambam in Bi'ez Migdosh, Perek Gimel Halacha Tes, the Rambam goes even further. The Rambam says, Nichnas HaMetzer LaRabayis Loike Shmoinim. T'mei Meis T'vol Yoyim Nichnas L'Ezbos Noshim. Obviously, the Ezbos Noshim not Chayiv Meisim. But then he says, Oy Mechus HaKippurim Shenichnas L'Azor, even the Ezbos Yisrael. This is like from the biggest machlokes in Rambam and Ravid in the whole Mishnah Torah. The Rambam seems to hold Mechus HaKippurim goes into Azorah, he doesn't even get Malkus. Okay, Tful Yoyim does. He's a Tomei. Mechus HaKippurim does not, as he seems to say. The Ravid, if you look Omar Avraham, Zehu Shibush. This is an error. The Mechus HaKippurim Shenichnas L'Machne Yishchineh Yeish boy kotz. It's min hakotz al hakotz. Mechus HaKippurim. I'm just saying, the Rambam holds that Mechus HaKippurim is so much excluded from a regular tumeh, it's a parasha b'fnei atzmo, that legabi k'nisa l'migdosh, k'nisa l'azor, his name, there's no kotz. It's Malkus Mardus. The Ravid says, Chayiv Kores. And the Rambam himself, Rab Chaim, has a kasha, the Rambam says for himself, because Lugabi Achilles Kotchim, the Rambam paskins that if he eats Kotchim, he's Chayiv Misa. Al Stume. So Rab Chaim and the Brisker Rav and Hilchos Paraduma brings down this contradiction, which we'll get to. But I'm just saying, these are the differences. Mechus HaKippurim has a chumre that he's Mechus HaMaisa, but he has a maila that L'chayre, his tumma department has ended. It's only as a chiv kom. It's almost like a external problem. It's not an internal problem with his tumma. It's an external problem. He has a chiv kom. And the Torah gave him dinim, and that's even what we call it. We don't call it tumma. We call it Mechus HaKippurim. What's what accomplished? Now he's not Mechus HaKippurim anymore. There's a psul called Mechus HaKippurim. Mechus HaKippurim. That seems to be what the Rambam saying. At the same time, the Rambam in Achilles Kotchim says you are called, you do have a Isur Tumen. So you have to know how to explain that. Herev Shemesh we saw in the Rambam that in the Sefer Achinuch that the Tumen stays until Herev Shemesh. Nothing else. It's basic. Correct. No, it's and even when the Torah brings down Erev Shemesh, it brings it down in Hilchos Mikvos. The Toval, Uba Shemesh V'Tor. It's part of your Tefillah almost. Your Tefillah requires Erev Shemesh to completely actualize the Tahal. You find it by Nida too. This Halach. You find by Nida also. Right, same halacha as Zov LaMoshul. Anida doesn't go till at night. But etzem if the Zayin Nekim, if it's a Tefillah Zova, you can really even go even by Yom. I'm talking about the Raisi. The Raisi go even by Yom. That's why there were all kinds of veterim. People lived in dangerous cities. They used to give them veterim. Some would wait till the eighth day and then let them go by day. All kinds of hashidne over the years, different veterim, b'shas atzerech, because the tefillah is really b'yoy from a zav. Tefillah zav is b'yoy. Anida, the tefillah after 7 days of dam. She doesn't need nikiyim at all. Right? The only reason why we wait. Shiva nikiyim is al zava. We call it nida, but it's really zava. Al nida, you don't need shiva nikiyim. Al nida, you need a half sick and that's it. You go to the mikveh. She could bleed for 7 days straight. Goes to the mikveh. We do the 7 days al ziva. Al ziva, you don't need to do. So really, when they wait till at night, it's not a deraisa. The tefillah is beyond. Right? And that tefillah takes till Harav Shemesh to materialize completely. Again, by Zava, it's the complete Ziva till Harav Shemesh. She's a Zava till Harav Shemesh. You can call it whatever you want, but the bottom line is that the effect of the tefillah doesn't fully mature until at night. You can come from whatever angle you want. But the Mechusa Kippurim is nothing to do with internally with the Tumah. It has to do that there's a Chiv Karm. You're lacking a Karm. You're lacking this Karm. So that's the reason why, again, I'm bringing in the Rambam, because the Rambam, we'll see what's pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam is an extreme. The Rambam is saying if the Mechusa Kippurim goes into Ezra's Yisrael, you don't even give Malchus. Malchus Maldus. Which the Rive it says is a plea. We'll see, there's a Tosefta seems to say, not like the Rambam. No, because Tfulyayim, the Rambam was talking about Ezra's Noshim. The Rambam was talking about Ezra's Noshim. Tomei Meis and Tfulyayim can go into Ezra's Noshim. The Rive it? No, nobody. Everybody agrees. The first part of the Rambam is not controversial. Meis and Tfulyayim to go into Ezra's Noshim, everybody agrees. No machlekes. By Mechusa Kippurim, if you notice, he adds Nichnas Lezras Yisrael. Who? I'm not saying it's the same thing like the Rambam. There's no machlekes no more than Tfulyayim. Yeah, by Tfulyayim there's no machlekes. The shaila is by Mechusa Kippur. Zok the Gemara Tfulyayim in all on the Tanya of Simoya email. Remez, even though it's a lashon remez here, it's the Raisa. Okay. Remez to Tminayin, Tamaloy Makadoshim Yivla Yechal. It may not be Indian Latume, if it's not an Indian Latume, the Nothing in Hosru, Tanay when you let full yom. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Ema Tanay when you look at Reach Kocha Mashkis Pazokit. That's talking this week's parish. If you look at the Psukim there, it's talking about Kocha as well. It's talking about Kocha. And Pazikonom Loigalecho, maybe that's where they become Mechalal. How do you know to go and put this thing to Tfulyayim? It's the Gemara's question. How do you know? So, I mean, the Achronim ask here, because some Rishonim take a hold, a coin that's Karech Korcho, and Megalach Pazikonoi, he's Mechal Kodshim. The Rishonim hold that way, the Rambam holds that way, the Ramban says clearly in Chumash, Ramban says klar that a coin that's kareach korcha is mechal avoda. He says a klar. Perek Yudalin and Dvorim. He says klar that if a coin does avoda when he's kareach korcha, he says he's actually the avoda is mechul. So the mechas chinuch tak in sefer mitzvahs, the mitzvah tov samach zayin, he has from our Gemara. Because our Gemara says, Ema, maybe it's talking about, Korech Korcha. The Gemara says, no. The Gemara says, it can't be going on that. The Gemara asks it should go like that. The Gemara says, Tful Yoim, the Mavim Yisrael, no one, the Gemara Chalchum Etchum. But the Gemara hears, the Gemara says, Hava Mina, Ema Tanei, when you look at Korech Korcha. The Gemara is coming out, that's not like that. Ramban is saying that it is Mechal Avoid. Chazanish actually learns it's a Knast Rabbonim. It's not Mechal Avoid in the Raisa. But the Ramban is mashma mamish is psul madaris. So one of the ways to learn, and this is mashma rabar and leib, Zol Gesundsein learned this way in the Eilas HaShachar, is that the Rishonim who hold that a korech korcha pasals avoida, right? It's not a psul aguf. It's while he's doing the issa. In other words, when it grows back, he can't do avoida while he's being over Yisurei Kuhana. That's not a psul aguf. That's like a kohen, like we spoke about many times. A kohen has to be memunah to do avoida. If a kohen from one mishmer does avoida in another mishmer, the Rambam says he's chayv misa. We had that many times. We discussed this. That a kohen needs to have a minui. It's not just to be a kohen. He has to be memunah to do avoida. So really, the way Rabbi Aaron labels the kohen, that's the way he would understand it, is that those rishonim who hold that so a kohen who's karech karcha, and he's possible avoid, it's only while he's in that state. The Gemara is saying, Emo, that if a kohen did it, he should become possible. That the Gemara says, no. While he's in that state, he's not worried to do avoid it, because he's being over his Yisrael Kuhuna as we speak. So mainly he's like a kohen who's not Mamuna. Not that he became possible. He's not Mamuna. What I'm trying to say is that even if you learn not like the Chazanish, Chazanish learns it's the Rabbon, even if you learn it's the Reis and not a Knas. It's really the Reise. But it's not a psul aguf. It's more he's a kohen. A kohen who, as we speak, is being over Yisrael Kuhuna, is not appointed to do avoid.
While he's doing the act, or while he still has
the act is ongoing.
He's in a state.
He's in a state of, once the hair goes back, and he's not called mukuf, he's back in. He's married to a grusha. So Kozman, he's married to the grusha. He's in a state of that issa. He's not doing the ma'isa aver. He's still in the state of the aver. But it's very logical what the Ramban is saying, which is that if anything which the Torah required from a kohen as a lav, as a chiyuv, it makes sense that the kohen is not appointed to do avoida while he's being over that. So once we explained, we did this many times in Parashas Korach, the Sifri in Parashas Korach. Avoidas matona etin kunascha, which means that a kohen is not automatically royal avoida. A kohen makes him able to be memuna to do avoida, but you have to be appointed to do. That's why, like I said, if a guy gets up in another mishmer, he's not supposed to work this week, and he chaps an avoida. The Rambam says yerol ida is chayv misa, because right now he's not appointed to do avoida. That's how we answer the sugi in Makkos. Ein noimim yasas ben gulshim mechalus atach. What do you need a pasuk to say? You change a person's status. You take somebody as a kohen and make him a tachol. You can't do that. So we explained it the same way. We can't make him a tachol. We can say you're not appointed to do avoda. You're no different than a kohen who's out of a mishmar. You're not right to be an avoda. So that's this idea. But the bottom, I'm sorry, yes, you had a question? No, so then he's not in that state. Then even the Ramban would agree. Who? Yeah, but the Issa can only be so long that it was a Maisa Issa.
So he'd be allowed to
do avoda. Yeah. Anyway, so the Gemara says, Tful Yoim, Imavad B'Misa Minolon. How do you talk to know that Tful Yoim? So the Gemara says, how do you know? So maybe it's going with Kareh Kocha, Mashkos Basokin, Ful Yoim, the Mavim, Mises, Minolon. The Gemara says, the Goma, Chilu Mitrume. We learn it from Trume. Just like Trume, just like it's the Apostle Trume Mechel Avoida, the Loi Apostle Trume Loi Mechel Avoida. And therefore, since Kareh Kocha is not possible for Trume, Huadin is not possible. He doesn't possible kach. Omar Rabbe, lomeli the kosov rachmone. Why did the Torah have to tell me iser tomei, tful yoim, and mechusa kippurim? Why do I need all three? Why didn't the Torah tell us the weakest one, the weakest type of tumah, and then we'll know that all of them are machal of it? Says the Gemara Tzrich. Now again, according to the Rambam, that a tefillin that does avoid is chayv nisa. The mechusa kippurim is potter. So that's a keren over, yes, of course you need to have all the psukim. So we'll see that. Rabbi Yolei also talks about this. The Gemara says, ikos v'achmona tomei, came to tamei. A regular tamei, he's mitamei others. Right? Tfulyoim is only possible to tamei. It's not mitamei. Tfulyoim, mechusa kippurim, loyosimine, she came poisal tamei. If it was just said by tfulyoim, we couldn't learn mechusa kippurim because he's lower level. I say it by mechusa kippurim. Tfulyoim, loyosimine, she came mechusa maisa, which we discussed earlier. Mechusa kippurim has a maila that he needs a maisa, makes his tumor stronger. Mechoda loyos. Teisa choda mitad. Now again, even at this state of the Gemara, it's hard to understand. Why would mechusa maisa be a maila lagabi tumor? L'chor, as we explained, lagabi tumor, mechusa kippurim is the weakest tumor possible. Can't have a weaker tumor than mechusa kippurim. Because the only thing that's stopping him from being able to do kachim is an external thing, nothing to do with his tumah itself. Which you'll see on Amud Beis, the Gemara is not going to say that. The bottom here of Amud Aleph. Right? But you have to know what it seems to be at this point in the Gemara anyway. The Gemara holds the fact that he's mechusa mais, even though that mais has nothing to do with tumah. Tell me, he has a chi of karm. The fact that he has a chi of karm, that makes his, sounds like that makes his tumah stronger. Says the Gemara, says the Gemara, so you can't say, you can't learn out from Mechusa Kippurim because Mechusa Kippurim is Mechusa Mais. Mechad lo yasik. So Tesi Chodah Mitarti, let her write it by two places. Pei lo yilich tevachmona. Lo yilich tevachmona Mechusa Kippurim for Tesi Mehalach. Can't. The Ma'ala Hanach shekim psulim paislim betruma. Mechusa Kippurim is only possible for Kotchim. Elo lo yilich tevachmona betful yoim. V'teisi mehanach, to my parches, my lahanach shekut mechusa maise. Now he all of a sudden more jumps with a new thing. Soif, soif, kli shalotum oso. L'chari the Gemara is saying what we're saying now. Soif, soif, kli shalotum oso. The bottom line is the tomb is weak. Bottom line is the tomb is weak. That's what the Gemara is saying. Yeah. So what's the Gemara thinking on Amud Aleph? On the beginning of the Amud. And actually, the Gemara is staying with that, really. And if you look here in the Shita has a question. That Leil B'samachom Rabbi should fully emit in Mechuzik B'gum. It's Chomer, Mechuzik B'gum. He says, the Milas, if you put together Tomei and Mechuzik B'gum, then you have a Mila, seems to say. Because Tomei is not Mechuzik B'gum. Tomei is not mechusa mais. And at least for his tahara. And tfulyoim, and you have, so maybe you have, if you have tfulyoim and mechusa kippurim, tomei and mechusa kippurim, you can push away the maila of mechusa mais. That's what he's trying to say. But it seems the Gemara svara shouldn't need that two sides. In other words, the Shita basically saying like this. It's true. If you take Mechusa Kippurim and Tfulyoim, then you could say each one has a Maila. Tfulyoim has a Maila, that Tumah has a Maila, that it's possible by everything, not just by Mechusa Kippurim has a Maila, is Mechusa Maisa. But once you throw Tomei into the mix, Tomei and Mechusa Kippurim, then you can't use the Mechusa Maisa anymore as a reason why Mechusa Kippurim is Chom. If you look at the Shita, that's what he's trying to say. He says, if you're learning from Tomei Maisa and Mechusa Kippurim, because he says, Mechusa Kippurim, Tomei Maisa doesn't need a Kapara. Tomei Maisa doesn't need a Kapara. I got that he needs other things, but he doesn't need a Kapara. Since Tomei Maisa doesn't need a Kapara, so that's enough to cancel out the Mechusa Maisa of the Mechusa Kippurim. You have what I'm saying? In other words, if you're just looking at Tfulyoim and Mechusa Kippurim, You can't decide which one is stronger and which one is weaker, because each one has a maila. Tful yom is possible by truma too. Mechusa kippurim is kosher by truma. On the other hand, mechusa kippurim is stronger; it needs a maisa. Tful yom doesn't need a maisa. So they sort of they bounce around. But tume, the way the sheet, what the sheet holds is once you throw tume into the package, so now you have tume and mechusa kippurim. So the tume gets rid of the mechusa maisa. Even though the tummy also can eat a maisa. But it's not a maisa kapora. So it shows that the maisa kapora is not gorim the chumla. In other words, you're using the tume as a way to rule out the maila mechusa maisa. And now you can just look at it scientifically. Tful yom and mechusa kippurim, tful yom is a stronger tume than mechusa kippurim. That seems to be what the sheet is saying. Tful yom, we have no shaila. If we're looking from a laboratory standpoint, tume, we have a laboratory, we're testing the tume cells. The tume cells of tful yom are stronger than the tume cells of mechusa kippurim. For many reasons, but simply in halacha, tful yom is not allowed to eat truma, mechusa kippurim. Tful yom is not allowed to eat truma, and mechusa kippurim is allowed. Mechusa kippurim is limited only to kachim, not to truma. So tful yom is weaker. Tful yom is stronger from a tumah standpoint. On the other hand, we set a couple of lines up that we can't learn tful yom from mechusa kippurim, even though it's a stronger tumah, because mechusa kippurim is mechusa ma'aser. And now the Gemara seems to be saying, no problem. So the Shita Mekubetz is saying, what's going on? So the Shita is saying, well, it's true. If you're just looking at the two, the Torah would say, by Tful Yom, would we be able to learn Mechusa Kippurim? No, because Tful Yom has a Maila, also Betruma. If we just say, by Mechusa Kippurim, you can learn Tful Yom from there, because Mechusa Kippurim is Mechusa Maisa. But once you have Mechusa Kippurim and Tuma, to Psukim, so the Tuma rules out that the Mechusa Kippurim is an issue to make the Chumra, because Tuma is not Mechusa Kippurim. Happens to be it's mechusar other things, but he's not mechusar kippurim, a regular tummy. I'm not talking about a tumah ziva or the tumahs that require kapora. So therefore, the tumah is being used to rule out the chumrah of mechusar kippurim, and the mechusar kippurim is used to boost up tful yom, because from a tumah standpoint, Tful Yom is stronger than a Mechusa Kippur. Tful Yom has a stronger tumah than a Mechusa Kippur. It sounds like what the Shita Mekubetzes is saying is, we knew all along this svara that the Gemara is saying now. We knew all along. And that's why the Gemara earlier ruled out learning Tful Yom from Mechusa Kippur, even though Mechusa Kippur is a weaker tumah. So l'chayr, anything that applies to Mechusa Kippurim should apply to Tful Yom. We said no. Because Tful Yom has a mile, because Mechusa Kippurim has a mile, it's Mechusa Ma'is. So if the only thing you had in the Torah was Mechusa Kippurim, you couldn't learn Tful Yom. What the Shita seems to be saying is that now that we have Tomei also, so now we could go and use Mechusa up the Chumra of Tful Yom. The chumrah that we always knew Tful Yom has. Tful Yom has a chumrah, it's a stronger tumah. That we knew all along. We knew that earlier, and we knew that now. That's what the Shita Mekubetzes is trying to accomplish. We always knew there's a chumrah of Tful Yom. We always knew that Mechusa Kippurim is a weak tumah. Even though it's only popping up here, we knew that all along. We knew it's a weaker tumah. The only thing is, the weakness that Mechusa Kippurim had, the weakness of Mechusa Kippurim had was offset by the fact that it needs a maisa kapor. So we would always be able to say, well, you know what? That's what creates the chumrah, the fact that you need a kapor. So for that, we invite in Tuma. Tuma tells you, no, Tuma doesn't need a kapor. It needs other maisa. It doesn't need a kapor. It doesn't need a kapora. And still, you see, it has a chumra. So kapora is not what's creating the... So now we can already go to Mechusa Kippurim, say, let's look at it just from a narrow tumah perspective. From a tumah perspective, we could learn Tful Yain from Mechusa Kippurim. We were always able to do that. That's the problem.
So in the end, it's...
That's the problem. That's part of the big problem here. The elephant in the room is that... And this is it's not some an elephant. This is like a very large elephant. This is that... All along we knew that Mechusa Kippurim is weak. That's the whole shit. This time we knew it all along. That wasn't a chiddush. And we at the beginning of the Gemara, when we said Mechusa Maaseh, we really were saying an unbelievable chiddush. Because we were saying that even though that Maaseh is not really internally connected to the Tumah, still it's enough of a Chumrah. Kol Shekein, if the Tumah needs a Maaseh, does anyone follow what I'm saying? A regular tome, he needs a maaser. Tfila, poradume, whatever you want. It has its regiment of tahara. Every tome. Every tome is not Mechusa Kippurim and not a tful yoyim. He's way behind, right? He still needs a maaser to become tahor. Right? That, l'chayr, like David is saying, that we always knew is a chumrah. When we were learning the sugya, we invited in a new kind of chumrah. The chumra maisa of Mechusa Kippurim. Even though the chayra, the maisa of Mechusa Kippurim, is not that's a part of the chefza of the tumah. But it's still a maisa. It's like a very, it's a general type of chumra. So now the Gemara, the sheet is now telling us, well, one second. Now that we have tumah, so now we know that the Mechusa Kippurim maila is not what triggers it. What do you mean? It needs more of a maaser than Mechusa Kippurim. More, because it needs a maaser directly that relates to taking off the tumah. Do you see what I'm saying? You have a chayla, right? You have two chaylim. They both have to see the doctor in order for them to go back to work. One chayla needs to see the doctor because the doctor has to cut out whatever the problem is. That's one chayla. The other chayla needs the doctor to sign him out. Now, which chayla needs more of a maaser? No, it's very simple. The tomei needs a maaser. Mechusa Kippurim, we have to schwitz to understand why that maaser even is called a chumrah in the tumah. In the tumah department, the Mechusa Kippurim is l'chayra not a maila b'chla. It's not makom. It's not mikveh. It's not por adume. It's nothing directly connected to the heftza of the tumah. Okay? So I don't understand. Why couldn't the Gemara now say, Mala hanoch shekein tumah maisa? Tumah needs a maisa rabbe, and Mechusa Kippurim needs a maisa zuta. So it's really mind-boggling that the Gemara is using a Maise Rabbe to prove that the Maise Zutta is not a Chumrah. Put it like that and you look up what's going on here, the Pella. Maise Rabbe is Tfilah, Paradumah, those are Maise Rabbe. Those are Maise that the Tum itself requires. Okay? Maise Zutta, small Maise, is a carbon because that's external. So the Havamin of the Gemara held the Chumrah of Mechusa Kippurim is that it needs Karbanos. Now the Gemara says, nah, not a Chumrah. It's a weak Tumah. It's not. Says the Shita, what do you mean? You just said it is a Chumrah. Well, nothing changed. Shita says, you're right. But that was only when we're just looking at Fulya Mechusa Kippurim. But if we look at the bigger picture and we include Tumah, so Tumah is good to rule out Mechusa Kippurim, because Tumah doesn't need Kapara. Shkoyach! But Tumah has a much bigger chumrah. And he's a real ma'aseh. He's a real ma'aseh. It's a ma'afi sigla. Okay. Says the Gemara, Kesava, Mechusa Kippurim Dezov, Kezov Dami. Mechusa Kippurim of Azov is like Azov. This is Mamish coming, I don't know, where this is like a, Mechusa Kippurim has a din of Azov. We just finished saying that, meaning it's very chomer. You're going with the whole Mahalech, that Mechusa Kippurim is weak. It's not weak. It's very chomer. Mechusa Kippurim, Kezov is Kezov Dami. We just proved that that's not the case. We proved that's not the case from the fact that a Mechusa Kippurim is allowed b'tumah. He's a lower level tumah. So if you look in Rashi, Rashi's bothered with this. And Rashi says, Mechusa Kippurim, look at Rashi, Divrei HaMaskil, Mechusa Kippurim, Dezov, Kezov, Dami. So Rashi, Zuwa Din Lemetzor, Chal Minayin Nokat. Mechusa Kippurim, Dezov, Kezov, Dami. Le'inyim Kodshim. Le'inyim Kodshim. Now all of a sudden, we're dissecting Mechusa Kippurim. And we're saying, you're right. Mechusa Kippurim is weak. We said that. First we said, we mamish going like a mamish in a complete circle. We started out, Mechusa Kippurim is strong, it's Mechusa Maaseh. Then we came around, and we said, no, it's not strong, it's a weak tumor. Why is it weak tumor? Because it is weak. It's a weak tumor. Mutar b'truma, weak. Then, no, it's a chomodik tumor. We just finished saying it's weak. Zokt Rashi, lagabi kotrim, it's weak. It's strong. What does that mean? You can always say that. Whenever the Gemara makes a piruch on a chumra, says it has a certain kula, you can say, good, lagabi that kula, it's weak, but lagabi is, it's strong. I mean, you have to look at the whole picture. In the tmuna, in the whole picture of Mechusa Kippurim, the Gemara said, we look at the whole picture, and we say it's klishta, it's weak. Why is it weak? Because it's mutar b'truma. So the Gemara says, yeah, not Mechusa Kippurim, Kezov, it's all the way up. So Rashi says, all the way up, all the way up. So Rashi, Linyan Kotchim, it's all the way up. That's what Rashi says. Rashi seems to be saying, we're taking now a very sharp knife, and we're slicing it. And we're saying, forget about Truma, we're not talking about Truma now. When we get to Masechtas Trumas, we did it already, next cycle, when we do it, we'll talk about it. Now we're dealing with Kotchim. In Kotchim, we don't invite anything else in. We invite anything else in. You're dealing with Tumah. And Tumah has broad halachas. And it relates to Truma, and it relates to here, and it relates to... And in that big picture, we see that Mechusa Kippurim is weak. So Rashi's saying, well, in Yom Kodshim, it's not. And Rashi goes on to say that it's so strong, it's Ki'ilu Loi Tova. Here, Rashi. So this guy, he's like, he has a mixed identity. He has an identity crisis. That's what Rashi seems to be saying. Did he go? He didn't even go to the mikveh yet. Lagabi Kodshim, he didn't go to the mikveh yet. It's like something I learned early on with Groupon. If you don't validate it, it's not worth anything. I bought some Groupons, and then I came to, and when I said it was not worth anything. You have to validate it. So Rashi seems to be saying you have your tefillah. You're not even a tefillyayim lagabi kotchim. That's you have to understand. That's how Rashi's getting around all the issues. The Gemara of an Aleph with the whole back and forth of the weakness, the strength of Mechusa Kippurim was taking on for a davar pashut, and Mechusa Kippurim is already after a tefillyayim. He's only missing the kapara. So therefore, his tuma is weaker than tefillyayim. Has to be. Because he already's past the tefillyayim. He already had Erev Shemesh. His tefillyayim is already after. He's just missing Kabbalahs. Rashi, and now all of a sudden Gemara is throwing out everything. Mechusa Kippurim is a Zov. He's not even, basically Gemara is saying, he's not a Mechusa Kippurim. He's a Zov. So Rashi says, what do you mean? This is all lies in Rashi, in our sugya. Rashi's trying to understand, how could you say he's still a Zov? He's not a Zov. He's not a Zov. So Rashi says, well, as far as Kotchim is concerned, we didn't yet validate his tefillah. Kilu, Lagabi Kotchim, he didn't go into the mikveh yet. I say, Zov Rashi. Kilu my tova. You understand? So what Rashi really is explaining to us is, it's not you're missing just the kol. You're missing everything. You're missing your mikveh too. Because your mikveh didn't register. Your mikveh didn't even register on the level of a tful yoyim. Tful yoyim is a heady. A tful yoyim that doesn't need korbanos, he goes to the mikveh, we recognize it. He went to the mikveh. Now you have to wait till Harav Shemesh. Mechusa Kippurim, we're not talking to you. Yeah, but I have my mikveh ticket. Sorry. It will get your mikveh ticket will get validated if you bring the korbanos. It's almost like the tefillah requires the korban. That's how Rashi is trying to present it. The tefillah requires. So it comes out, Mamash is going to be like, kotza la kotza. According to the Rambam, it comes out, it's minakotza la kotza. According to the Rambam sheet is Mechusa Kippurim goes into Azorah. He's only chayv nakas maharat is Mechusa Kippurim. Because he's after tefillah, and he's after Erev Shemesh. And the Gemara Namad Beis, if you all Mechusa Kippurim, he's nothing. He's in the middle of his ziva. He didn't even go to the mikveh. No! Rashi says, ki'ilu loy tovah. Loy tovah. Erev Shemesh is if the tovah. No, it's much worse. Because the Erev Shemesh is not ki'ilu loy tovah. Erev Shemesh, no, we didn't say that. We said, in order for the tefillah to complete its process, but it's recognized. It's recognized that he went. It breaks down the tumah. In order for its full effect to materialize, you need Erev Shemesh. But it has an effect now. It has an effect. You went to the status of tful yad. You're not metameh. You got weaker now. The tumah got weaker. Rashi is explaining that Mechusa Kippurim Dezov Kezov means nothing happened to your tumah. We don't recognize the tefillah. That's why Rashi uses the lashon ki'ilu loy toval. Yeah, regular. It's metami regular. But Rashi is bothered that that's not true. Rashi's bothered. What do you mean? Lagabi truma, we recognize that you went to the mikveh, and we recognize the Erev Shemesh. We recognize everything. Lagabi, you have to understand what's going on here. Lagabi truma, you're a kohen. You're invited in with the mayetzas kedeli atoira from the kahanim to eat truma. You're kosher mahadlim and a mahadlim. So Rashi now is making one of the most complicated things to understand in Hilchos Tumah. Lagabi truma, we recognize the tefillah. And we recognize the Erev Shemesh. And Lagabi Kodshim, we don't recognize even the tefillah. Nothing happened. Okay, we obviously need a lot more time, and I have to make... I'm very busy with the dinner, so I'm going to have to stop here. But we'll... Polina had to finish the sugi next week.